What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore. I'm here with my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
And so today we're going to be talking about what's been going on in our life a little bit, aren't we?
Yes, yeah, drains.
Yes, we're going to talk about service lines and drains and backup and sewers and drains because we're experiencing this problem today.
Currently, yes.
Currently, yes. So we'll talk about that. I do want to finish up talking about, just want to, you know, last week we had talked about my cousin Gene passing away. You know, wanted to acknowledge that again. We didn't really finish all the story, but I know a lot of people may not have known him, so they're like, you know, who is this? But he was our vice president and my mentor, so probably gonna spend just a little bit of time talking about that. We just ran to a gentleman a minute ago. He's like, you know, I didn't want to listen to your show because it would be, you know, insurance. He wants to listen about insurance, and like, yeah, I understand. My people may say, hey, I'm gonna change the channel, but then, you know, we've got one thing on our side. We've got a lot of stories about, you know, people that can relate to, I hope, because we're talking about, you know, destruction and things of that nature, you know, things that can happen to people. A lot of people have situations.
Right.
And I'm also going to talk about probably maybe this show or next show. We have a friend, acquaintance of ours that just was in an auto accident last year and is getting sued. And, of course, he wanted my advice about it. And this is what you want to talk about because it's out of the area. And, you know, we're not involved in this. You know, we're hearing about what his experience is, about how that's happened and what his process has been. So we have a lot to talk about, don't we, Kathy?
We sure do.
So let's talk about where we are today. I know the show's pre-recorded. This would be a show we couldn't ever do a rerun on because we're going to talk about today, things are happening this week. Where are we today in our office in Hazel? What has happened?
We have a backup of our toilets. We have a women's and a men's bathroom and the toilets. One of our employees was there the night before last, a couple nights ago, and she calls me. She's like getting ready to leave the office, and she's like, you're not going to believe this. I'm hearing these really bubbling noises.
Bloop, 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 bloop. Yeah, that means
like,
money.
And she kept saying, what is that? So she went back, and she said the drains had gone, like the toilets inside the toilet, the water had gone down. One would flush, one would not flush, and then there was some water that had come out of the toilets. So we're like, great.
I don't know how has this happened to us so many times.
Yeah.
This is four times we've had a situation like this. It happened at our old house.
Yes.
Because we were sitting there one night and we heard this bloop, 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 bloop. And Kathy goes, what is that noise? And I said, Kathy, that noise right there is called money.
Yep.
Because I knew we were getting ready to have this problem.
Yes.
Then we've had it happen. This is not necessarily a backup of a drain, but we've had a water intrusion problem in our Hiawassee office.
Yes.
So that's two times it's happened.
That was a water heater issue.
Yeah, in Murphy, we've got a whole case study about what happened in Murphy with our sewer system in Murphy, which I could probably talk about that too today, maybe. And now in Hazel, we've got the same situation.
We thought we had fixed it. They had to tear up the whole entire front of the office and the pavement and all that, and they put in a new line. So we. Because the last line, we had a maple tree, which maple trees, of course, their roots get into your pipes. And that's what happened with that particular pipe. So we had to take out the tree. We had to redo all the pipes because there's all these roots in it.
Is this a covered loss on an unendorsed policy?
No, it's not.
No. So if you had this happen to you and you don't have what's called service line coverage or even backup water and sewers drain, you have no coverage for
right.
this. And so, this is one of the worst claims.
And these are claims that can become, sometimes there could be septic involved, and you have to treat these things properly. You have to get the right people in to take care of these things. People try to do it themselves, and they can have issues with mold or mildew or another problem.
Well, I've called Service Master.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, I'm wanting them to come on the show because they, and I want people to understand what we do and what made our people do.
Right.
You know, we're the agents, so we're the place which you, we're going to tell you what coverages, alternatives you can consider. Then we don't get involved directly in the claims process.
Because we're not licensed claims adjusters. Yeah,
we do report the claim.
Yes.
And we do relay information on behalf of customers to the adjuster, but they'll be actually a, it's not called a case manager. It's called an adjuster. I mean, you might have a situation maybe where third party's helping you with some other medical thing, but it's very similar. Like you've got a dedicated person that's going to be working on your claim.
Right.
And sometimes usually, they'll come out, sometimes they won't. Depends on what size the claim is, what circumstances are.
But we don't typically get involved unless there's an issue, like maybe
something's not happening.
Nothing's not happening, or they haven't called you, or usually after setting up a claim, it takes 24 to 48 hours, depending on the carrier, depending on if there's any other type of issues going on in the United States, like if there's another, like a big, like
what kind of cat loss, catastrophe loss
going on somewhere else. Sometimes they pull a lot of their adjusters from our area to help out with those specific areas. A
tornado or major fire or whatever.
We have to know what's going on with that too.
I had a real weird one, just things popped in my head. Last year, we insure fire departments, and one of the members called. We had a claim that he was injured on the job. It's a work comp claim. I know this is not a show about commercial, but we filed the claim, and this is a big, large company that handles multiple divisions. It's Sedgwick James, what it is. So we filed the claim. We've got a claims adjuster. I remember her name was Aaliyah. And Aaliyah, the claims adjuster, is just not getting back with our customer. I mean, so I actually got a call from the actual fireman. You know, these people, some of the best people I ever deal with are the volunteer fire. They're doing it for free. I mean, this is a whole other subject about, these wonderful people that are in your community that are volunteering to be a volunteer fireman. And that's who this guy is. Well, his claim's not getting handled. And he's got, lost time out of work. He's got medical bills. He's got, doctors, hospitals calling. That's what is going on. And Aaliyah would kind of get a sporadic email back here and there. And so finally, I called. We had a claim number. Everything was set up. I called the claims manager and said, hey, we've got a problem. I said, this is not going well. This is talking about us getting involved in something we normally don't, because what we would like to do as an agent is you want your claims adjuster and your company to take care of things. And that
which
way,
you're supposed to, by the way.
That's what's supposed to happen.
Yes.
Well, this wasn't happening that way. Going back, talking about going to bat for our customer, that's what we do.
Right.
We got involved. Well, I got in touch with the division that does workers' comp for the fire departments. It's a self-insured fund that's managed by a third-party administrator. And they're like, we have no record of this claim. There's no claim filed. And I was like, well, I've got a claim number here. No, we don't have it. Well, what happened was the right hand didn't know what the left hand was doing. And this claims adjuster, Aaliyah, had opened a claim under the wrong division of this company and was working a claim that wasn't even in her authority to even be working on.
Yeah.
So they had to have all the records transferred to the right people, a new claim set up with a new claim number. That's the last I ever heard of it.
Right.
And I'm assuming the fireman was taken care of and everything went well, because after I was texting the fire member about, or the volunteer about what was going on, and he thanked me, and I guess, but that's an example about how we might get involved in a claim.
Right. We don't get involved unless there's a problem. But of course, we don't write the checks. So
we don't have the checkbook.
We don't have the checkbook, so we can't do a lot of different things, but we do have, we're there to help you through the process. And people don't realize we do help out with those things, but we're not able to make the decisions on those things too.
So going back to our claim today, I'm not going to file a claim. I mean, I could file a claim.
Well, it depends on how much it costs.
I'm not going to. I mean, I don't want it on my record.
Yeah.
I mean, what we're going to do is use our insurance for a major, if the building was to tornado took out our building, I would file a claim, obviously. But, if it's something like this, I'm just going to have to eat it and go on. What we have is we got an intrusion of roots into our septic system. And this is something that could very commonly happen to anybody.
I mean, at your home,
home,
business, what have you.
And that's why we are trying. And this service line coverage has not been around. I mean, back when I was back in insurance school, this wasn't something that was even available. Or if it was, I didn't know about it. So this is something that's come to light. Probably
it's been new in the last,
10 years, maybe.
Less than four. I'd say about 10.
Different carriers
10. We have.
So sometimes you got like a leader, like a carrier will start out with some coverage and their coverage.
Right. It's limited, but then they expand it too.
Yeah. So why do I need service line coverage? Well, obviously, we're going to have a big bill with this.
Yeah.
We also, I had to call in this morning, or actually I did yesterday, it's a locate. So if you dial 811, if you're getting ready to do any digging around your property, does it cost anything? They will send out various people from utility companies, the Blue Ridge Mountain EMC, Windstream, they'll come out there with a locator and they're going to mark on the ground where your service lines are, you know, your power coming in.
Your internet, everything.
Everything. I'm a little bit worried about us because I know our fiber internet is underground. And if they dig into our internet, guess what? We have no office because we're totally dependent on that internet line coming in. Even though we got other locations, we can take the load somewhere else. But we don't want to have a disruption in our operations because of this either.
Correct.
So what is a service line? Well, you got power lines, electrical wiring, telephone and cable lines, your drains, your fuel lines coming in, water pipes, private wells and septic systems. That would be around here. How can a service line be damaged? Well, what we're experiencing now is roots intrusion. You know, that's what happened. Also could have, you know, rust or corrosion, accident, rodents even. So after the break, we'll get ready for a break here. We'll continue talking about this topic, and we will be back after the break. I am Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore. We're broadcasting on WJRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore, and we wanted to let you know where we're located. More Insurance Services has three locations. We have one in Blairsville, across from Home Depot, next to the post office there in the South State building, bank building. We have our own little section there for it. You can come by and see Ashley, Shana, and Greg and Cindy there, and they can help you with your insurance needs there. We have our office in Hiawassee next to the hospital, and we're in the red brick building called Town Trace. Come by and see Joanne. And in Hayesville, we're on Highway 64 there next to United Community Bank. And you can come by and see Mandy, Rose, Diane, Amy, Vaughn, Mark, and myself. We're there. It's our hub.
But we have no
don't
toilets.
Don't come by to see our to use our restrooms. They're unavailable right now today with our claim. So please come by and see us, and we check out your insurance, help you without a quote. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on the web, which is our web address is www.more-insurance.com. And we have another location in Murphy, which is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. We're right past Arby's on 64. Go by and see Velda and Emily. And of course, lastly, our last location is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's a division of More Insurance as well. You can come by and see Catherine, Kathy, and Jeremy there, and they will help you with your insurance there in Blue Ridge. We'd love to help you with your insurance. Check us out on the website so you can hear all of our podcasts, and you can also request a quote, and we'd love to help you with anything that we can with your insurance.
Including backup and sewage and drains and service line coverage. So we're in the midst of this today. I've got a plumber out there. Joe's Plumbing from Hazel's coming out. Thank you, Jordan. And I've also got Dan from Service Masters coming out.
Yes.
We actually have sewage in the office.
Yes.
And I proposed yesterday, I said, I got an idea because we have ladies in the office, and you know, this is not something that's simple. And so I said, I got an idea. We'll get Port-a-Johns, and Manny's like, no. I'm not going to do that. Thank you.
Yes.
So I guess we'll have to go to Heart Eaters. I don't know what we're going to do.
Or something.
But, you know, at this time, this has happened to us again. We had drains in the front of the building that I fixed last year that roots got in. We took out the maple tree. Thank you, Robbie Moss.
Yes.
Getting rid of a tree. It's a beautiful tree.
But, it was not making it beautiful in our pipes.
So we had a seepage problem coming up in the front of the office, and that fixed that with a new drain, and the tree's gone. The drain's been replaced. I do want to apologize to customers. Come to our Hazel office right now. It's a mess.
It's a mess right now.
I've got one of my customers is bringing out some, we're going to do some curbing, and we're going to pour a nice pad in the front and make it where it's very nice. But right now, we've got just these stepping
stones.
Until
all the step problems with the drains are going to be fixed. We have to dig everything up to make sure we've got it correctly before we do the concrete.
It's good to know where your drains are at.
Yes.
You know, I built this, I didn't build this building.
Right.
So it's built in 78. And so I didn't know where the drains were at.
Right.
And the Dr. Briggs was the...
Dr. B.
Well, Dr. Briggs actually built the building back in 1978. Now we have another doctor. You have Dr. Bees up there.
Upstairs.
Yeah, he's a great guy. But Dr. Briggs was too. He went and did full-time missionary work. And, you know, if you want to support a good ministry, Hearts of Heaven is doing a good work down in Guatemala. And they're feeding children. And that's what Dr. Briggs gave up all his, basically his worldly possessions, and was a successful dentist and went down there and did that. Anyway, he had to be with the build, so he would know where the drain lines are at. Yeah. I thought the ones that we replaced were catching the ones for the back toilets. Well, I found out that there's another drain going down the slab, and that one's now has
behind the building.
Yeah, now it has roots in it too.
Closest to the bank.
Yeah. So we're having to deal with this. You know, on your, you know, writing this back to yourself personally, you know, people are going to have, you know, their septic tanks, they're going to have, you know, water lines coming into the house.
Well, if you're also on the city, like we are there at our office in Hayesville, we're responsible for the lines until it gets there. So it's all on you. It's not just, you know.
Now, this is a story, and this is a long one. This has really nothing to do with insurance, but in our Murphy location, there was a road construction project.
It's still going on.
maybe somebody out there will benefit from this story. This would be more of a commercial type of situation that you're in.
Which we do commercial stuff, yes.
That's why I love to do commercial. I mean, yeah. I could. That's my expertise more is commercial. I mean, I do personalized, commercials were, this show here is a personalized show, personal insurance show, because only a select group of people actually have to deal with commercial insurance.
Right.
So what I found out was, just being ignorant about things, is that the state came in. We bought a building. It's there next to Arby's. And what happened was the state wanted some of the property back for a drainage easement. Well, they came out there and they said, okay, Mark, we're taking this land. We'll give you $1,900 for it. Well, we not being educated on things, you know, real estate matters. Now I am now. But,
well, you're educated. It's just not educated in that specific
specialty. I was ignorant about it.
And we don't do real estate.
I was brought my attention, you know, Mark, if they take this land, you're on a septic system, and you've got your field lines out here.
And a shared well.
And a shared well with the neighbor. They're probably going to be taking, you know, that land's going to limit your repair area.
Right.
And so I got with the health department in Murphy, and the guy came out and he's like, yeah, Mark, this is not real much of property here. The problem is there's a creek runs behind the office as well. Well, you have to be set back, I think it's 50 feet from the creek.
Right.
And so I got a letter from the state saying that, or from the health department saying that they advised me go into the city sewer.
Water and sewer, yeah.
Well, the problem is that's on the other side of the road.
Right.
So to get there, you got to do a directional drill under Highway 64 to get a pipe underneath the road before we could ever even get over there. Okay, so I got a little extra money from the state, and I thought I was doing good. I got with a neighbor, and I was like, okay, we're going to have to go into the city sewer because of the road expansion, and we got a problem here. We can't repair the area. I'm going to take care of everything for you because it's no big deal for me to tie in your lines and mine.
Because we're already shared, that's
why. Yeah, it's no problem. Well, I went to the – and the guy down there was so great at Murphy. Joe Stillwell was so helpful. He was just he got me through the process, and he said, "No, Mark, it's not our rule. This is a federal rule. You cannot have two buildings tied up onto one line.
They're separate ones."
Well, I didn't know that, so I thought I was being the good neighbor. Now we've got a problem that's about $60,000, because they're going to have their lines tied into it and come across our property.
And you have to have tap fees too to get everything.
There's tap. There's two tap fees.
Right, which was not what stations. We were told initially.
Well, we got some misinformation about it.
Right.
I was able to buy a drainage, or the neighbor next door had a directional drill line underneath the road, and so I bought the right of way to that where I could get to it, and I thought we could have our drains and also the neighbor's drains going down through that same pipe. Well, our great stroke of luck happened when the state came in there doing the road expansion project, and they dug up the lines that I had bought.
Yes.
And thanks to my friend Joe, he was able to get us a very large pipe replaced by the state where we can put two separate pipes through that pipe to get to the sewer. And that saved us a lot of money. But what I'm getting at is I'm going to have to have a pumping station. I'm going to have to, all this here I'm talking about is something you can insure. It's going to be something, you know, if we have a problem, if it gets crushed or damaged, all this can be insured. And if you have a problem, it's something to consider definitely having the backup of sewage drains, and also consider having the sewer or the service line coverage as well. So we'll tell you more next week how it comes out.
Hopefully it does come out.
Hope it does. Yeah, hope it does.
Let's hope the drains.
We can avoid not having new porta potties.
Yes, that would be nice.
So anyway, that's our show for today. And, you know, just the takeaway is consider, you know, definitely have the backup and sewage and drains, and also consider and service line coverage to your homeowner's insurance policy. You know, I'm Mark Moore with Kathy Moore. We're on broadcasting on WJRB on Peace of Mind, Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.